What is up? What is everyone? David SVA Card Collectors. No fancy intro. I am recording in my car. By the time I get home from work, because I had to drive about 2 hours away, my old lady is going to be on me for cleaning and cooking and stuff like that, because we do Christmas Eve, because that's what the Italians do. And since my wife is Italian, well, we're not having a lot of people. We're only having my parents and their parents. I'm sure you guys are enthralled about this and you really care. But anyway, I'm not going to have time to edit this, so I'm just going to post this as is. Yeah. So there's that. Right away, I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. And this sip of coffee was brought to you by 7-Eleven. If you can't wait online or for Starbucks, just get 7-Eleven. That's basically what it comes down to. When you don't want to wait on the line and you just need coffee real quick, just drop off to 7-Eleven, because no one's drinking that garbage. But they have a good selection that no one cares. Anyway, so basketball season is upon us. Watched a couple of games. Watched my Knicks. They look pretty good for 2.5, 3 quarters. And then the Pacers let them know who's who. If you are looking to buy some cheap rookies, well, good luck with that. But I really think the guy Quickly from the Knicks, he is going to be really good. Already, of course, he got hurt. But already, whenever he's on the floor, he is basically taking control and telling people what to do. And he's already a rookie. He's only a rookie, and he's doing that. You could just tell that there's something different than other rookies that have played. Even R.J. Barrett. Even R.J. Barrett, who scored, he looks like a different player from last year. I'm a little pumped about him. I actually bought him on StarStock. A little bit more on that later. But I think R.J. Barrett and Quickly are two guys for the Knicks that you should be buying. But I also watched the Suns, because I was, you know, Mikal Bridges, who did pretty well. I think he got 18 points. And also Cam Johnson came in and he scored 15. Again, I bought him on StarStock. I actually didn't stay up late enough because I was too tired to see if his cards moved up, like Darius Garland. Who had 22 points for Cleveland. Everybody thinks he's going to be the second Messiah. So his card started jumping in prices. And when I mean jumping, I think it went $5 to $10 more than what it was selling to previously. So basketball is here. I'm actually excited about it. I'm actually watching it. We had the fantasy draft, basketball draft. I don't think most of the people are even playing or even notice, because it was free. I should have charged money, because then people would take it more seriously. But what am I talking about? I drafted Obi Toppin really high. But whatever, because I'm a dork and I have to have crappy Nick guys on my team. Anyway, anywho, I think the draft was fun. I had a lot of fun. I haven't done a draft in a long time. I did the football draft about a year ago, but I used to do baseball, and I love baseball drafts. I got really into that. I would do it. I did it like 8 years straight when I was younger, and I knew all the players and the whole nine yards. As a kid, and I think everyone was like this as a kid, I knew everyone on every single team. Baseball, football, and basketball. I just knew them all. Even to the bench players, I knew a lot of them. And so, like, it's weird for me now. I don't know anyone. It seems to be anyway. So it takes me a lot longer for the names to actually stick in my head. For them to be like, all right, well, now this guy's on this team. Once they start being traded, then you start screwing me up again. Before anything, if you're listening to this on YouTube, please hit the like button and comment. It helps out some YouTube nonsense. And I'm going to be putting out more content. I actually got myself a camera, a vlogging camera. So I'm going to be doing some more YouTube videos, and I'm going to be putting out more podcasts regularly. Guys, also head over to svacardcollectors.com. If you guys are just getting started in collecting and getting back into it, I have some articles there for you that will help you out. The last one I did was how to ship cards. I did a video a brief video when I first started collecting, and I just improved upon it. But I did an article where I showed pictures and all that good stuff. So take a look at that as well. I'm focusing on my website because it's actually doing pretty well. Way better than my podcast. Oh, yeah. So, I'm not going to talk about all the new releases that are coming out. It's irrelevant. It's really expensive. And one of the things I'm going to start focusing more on is aesthetics. There we go. Looks. How does a card look? Does it look nice? Does it look shiny? I'm a big proponent of shiny cards. I think I've been too focused on flip potential. You know, don't buy a box because it's just too expensive. I'm going to start digging in a little bit more to the actual looks of cards because not everyone cares about the price. Some people got bank, bro, and they just, hey, man, I just want a box of cards. What's the nicest looking cards? Aesthetically, what looks better from one to another? Why? You know, the whole nine yards. It didn't make sense, you know, the English words that were coming out of my mouth, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. I think there are many aspects of this hobby that I am neglecting, and I'm focusing too much on the negative stuff, and I think I need to start going back to the stuff that people care about, because I see a lot of people, like, their personal collections, and I'm like, wow, that looks awesome, but I would have told people, hey, that may not be the thing that you guys want to buy to flip because it's a long-term thing, or it's not something that you're going to make a ton of money on. And really, collecting cards shouldn't all be about that. I know a lot of it is, but it shouldn't 100% of the time be like that. So I think moving forward, when I start talking about these, you know, these cards, as well as the value or the flip potential, investment potential, things like that, we can also talk about, how do they look? Does it look cool? Are there certain inserts that really pop out, that stand out? Because I think there's a lot of sets that are not talked about as much because you can't make bank, bro. And that's not the way it should be. But that's moving forward. So I'm going to start planning out a little bit more stuff, things a little bit better with regards to that aspect. I know Bowman's Best came out, and I'll tell you, I love Bowman's Best. That's one set that I think just looks nice because, again, I like shiny, slick cards. But you also get four autographs with them. They come two. You get two boxes when you get a hobby. You know, when you buy a hobby box, you get two smaller mini boxes, and you get two autographs in each one. And you have a lot of guys that are, you know, that's their first. You know, they were just drafted, and so they're in this set. And so you're not going to get, it's not like you're going to get top players in autographs. For the most part, you're not. But it's still a cheaper way to get more autographs, a better bang for your buck. Plus, they just look nice. I just really like the way they look. So take a look out for those. I would definitely suggest buying them. I know the boxes are probably over $200, maybe close to $300, who knows. I'm just going off the top of my head. I don't know. But still, if you look in the rip, I think they're pretty nice. And I know a lot of people are still hitting up those Targets and Walmarts. And I did an article on that. It's a short one. And really what it comes down to is you need to make connections. You make connections with the distributors, and you make connections with the employees, the managers, and things like that. So you're able to get on the inside. And that's really, you know, I've said this again. It seems more and more you really need to make connections in this hobby. That's the only way that you're going to get a better deal, that you're going to find that specific card that you're looking for, you know, things like that. It just helps. The more you talk, the more you share, the more, even outside, you know, like outside, like the real world. Tell people, hey, I collect cards. After they're done laughing, they may know someone who collects cards as well, and you can make a connection. I think it's really important, and something that I've been noticing more people have been reaching out to me via email, and I respond back to them in due time, actually pretty quickly, but they never respond back. So I do all this work to try to help them out, and then I get ugats. So it makes me sad, very sad, but it is what it is. I don't do it, you know, for the notoriety. I do it to help people out, because I know when I was starting out, people had questions, I appreciated people, you know, answering them and helping me out. And especially if you can get a good group of people that you talk with a lot, then it's much easier to bounce ideas, ask questions, hey, you know, is this a good buy? Throw stuff, you know, at them to see what they think. It's always good to get good, you know, different opinions about things. I would like to also, with this podcast, it's more of like an end of the year, even though I'll probably do another podcast before that, maybe. Who knows? I'm lazy. No, I'm joking. We'll do it. There's other cards as well. I mean, I know everybody likes soccer. I'm trying. I might get involved with soccer, because I do think there's some good value and there's some good prices and there's things that we're just not seeing. I don't know how much of the Pokemon I'm going to do. I don't think I'm going to do anything crazy. I may not do anything at all. I used to, as a kid, collect comic book cards, like the Marvel cards. I love those. And I still have them. But again, I don't know how crazy, and I don't know how much value there is. I'm sure there are value. I'm sure, like, I know Star Wars. There's some Star Wars that go for crazy money. Did you see The Mandalorian? If you haven't and you're into Star Wars, watch The Mandalorian. It is awesome. That guy, Jon Favreau, who's producing it, God bless him and God bless his family, because they make Star Wars, they make Star Wars great again. They should have a Saga hat. No, make Star Wars. Nah, never mind. I'm not good with the hats. Let's forget about the hats. Moving right along. UFC. I think I would like collecting UFC cards. I like Conor McGregor. Even though he's a jerk sometimes, I just like him. I like him a lot. So I could see me collecting some of him. So I think there's other areas that I can get into. But I don't want to be too... I don't want to spread myself too thin, because there's just so much stuff out there. And I see a lot of YouTubers. I like the guy. He's a young kid, Sasha. I've mentioned him before, because I like that he brings you to different places that he goes to try to make deals and the cards that he gets. And the guy, he's buying $6,000-$7,000 cards like it's nothing. It's embarrassing to myself. I go, what have I done in my life where I can't do that? But whatever. That's a more personal level talk. Deep thoughts with SVA. That's going to be the second podcast. Anyway, so I like his content. I think you guys should check it out. It's pretty interesting. That guy, Card Collector, I like when his mail days come in. I don't like so much his videos, you know, in the shop, when he's in his card shop, and because it's too much like he's Gary V, but he's not Gary V, so I don't care as much as, you know, him walking around talking on the phone. I don't care. So there's that. Alico, I don't know why I'm just divulging into guys that I watch, but Alico I like a lot. He basically gets a ton of PSA subs, and just goes, all right, here, this is what I got. This is what I think I should have gotten. I should have gotten this grade. I should have gotten that grade. It's interesting. I like who he's grading, because there's a lot of stuff is older cards, but it makes me think, hey, maybe there's other cards that I'm missing. Maybe there's other deals that I should be looking at. You know, if people are buying these cards, maybe these are some cards that I should be looking into. I always suggest, and I've said this, a lot of these things I repeat, because maybe someone's listening for the first time, and it's stuff that I learned and got better at, is watching what dealers are buying, because they wouldn't buy it if they didn't think they could sell it. So if they're buying it, you should be buying it. But you should also, the Google Maps is telling me to go some crazy ways here. All right, Mr. Google. So, I lost my train of thought. Hey, let's not make a left on a red light. Let's not do that. Let's live. Let us live. So, those are the guys that I typically watch. I do watch Sports Card Investor, and I will divulge a little bit. I'll talk about that a little bit. He did a thing with his top 12 basketball cards that he's going to invest in. I'm not going to give it up. The guy, he puts in work or pays people to do the work. That's not the whole spiel. He relies a lot on the data from 538. Now, at first, I remember hearing about 538, and prior, a while ago, maybe a year ago, I said, oh, that seems pretty cool that he's using this site, using a lot of data, all that nonsense. And then he said Nate Silver. And that perked my ears up. I went, wait one second. I forgot. Now, Nate Silver, 538, they are the people that I know that royally effed up the presidential election in 2016 on who was going to win. Now, they'll give you all the data, and they go, oh, no, we didn't get it as bad. When the day of when Trump won, everyone in the world agreed that the polls were all messed up and they were all wrong. Then later on, as the days and weeks went by, they go, oh no, it wasn't as bad. We were still within the margin. They completely messed it up. They were 100% wrong. This year, same thing. I think they said, Biden's going to win by 8. And I'm sure there's some statistical thing that they're going to show that, we knew that Biden was going to win by this amount. They still got it wrong. People were very worried that Trump was going to win. They did say about the red mirage and the whole nonsense that he would be up, and then all of a sudden when they do the mail-in votes, Biden would win. But in either case, their polls, and they just take polls and use an average and do whatever the case, they stink. So now, I don't trust any of this guy's Sports Card Investor's analysis, because he's using 538, and I can't stand 538 because they were so horrifically wrong. And I don't like when people don't just, we were wrong. I'm sorry. We got to do a better job. They just go, they double down and go, oh no, it's still, according to our numbers, we still were pretty good. No, you weren't. Some good coffee. So, that gives me a pause now. It really does. Listen to that stuff. If he's basing a lot of his stuff on 538. Because I don't like it. I think it's garbage, as they say. Garbage. Now, I talked about previously Star Stock. They used to be a sponsor of the show. Then they dropped me like a bad habit. And now they have Kevin Durant as one of the... they did a round of investing, and Kevin Durant, his company, was involved, which is pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. I'm still waiting for my percentage. I thought maybe I would get something, but apparently I don't get anything. But whatever. So, Star Stock, while they don't have a ton of cards like Comp C, or however the hell they call it, I think it is way, way better at day trading. Trading the night of. And even though Comp C and Star Stock are the same, in how you buy and sell, I think it's just a much easier and a more aesthetic pleasing platform. And you can, like, for example, Darius Garland started going crazy high on Star Stock. You probably could have went to comp. I think, no, definitely could have gone on a comp C and bought it at a cheaper price, which you should buy it. And then the thing is, you can't get the card. So you can only resell it on comp C. So it takes a little bit longer for the prices to start going up on comp C and on eBay. Sometimes on eBay, they go up pretty quickly, but not as rapidly as Star Stock. Unless people are noticing on eBay and they change the prices right away, usually at Star Stock, a lot of them will be bought, but you get emails and then people starting to change the price right away so it can move, keep moving up, and people just keep on buying and moving up. And the thing will move up a lot within the game or right after the game, which is pretty cool. It's like a game. It's something to do. So maybe a short-term thing is you see a game that's coming up and you think there's a player who's not, who you think is going to have a big game that is not typically a main player. You buy a couple of cards of him and see what happens. That's what I did. I did that with Cam Johnson. I bought a bunch of cheap cards and I'm sure they went up because he had 15 points in 20-something minutes. I have no idea. They probably could have stayed exactly the same and no one gave a crap, but you never know. And it's something fun to do. You don't have to spend a ton of money. And unless it goes to zero, you're not going to lose, all your money either. So I think it's a fun way to gamble. And you can choose your price at what you gamble. You could buy a base, cheap base card. You got, you can get the Prism, the Select, the Optic. Those are the three main ones that I would play around with because those are the ones that people collect. And so with Star Stock, they're just dealing with rookies. You're not dealing with all the other ancillary cards. And so there's that. I think it's fun. I think it's more fun. And you can get your cards relatively quickly. ComC, you're waiting months on end. I saw somebody on Twitter. I forget the guy's name. He's got, he wears glasses on his little face picture on the Twitter. I don't know. They all look the same to me. So he was complaining how it's been like 5 or 6 months since he sent cards in and they still haven't been processed yet. And he complained. And then what was funny was he complained. They said, hey, we'll get right down to it. Don't worry. We'll figure this out. And then they charge him $5 because I think he did his paperwork wrong. So they charged him $5 and they were late for 5 or 6 months. So he said, I can't wait after this. I'm just sending all my cards to Star Stock. And it is frustrating right now with all these cards, even PSA, all the grading companies are taking, forever to do their jobs. It's a service company and they don't know how, they're not servicing me properly and I need to be serviced properly. So PSA, they're not doing a good job. They done effed up. So, it looks like Star Stock seems to be a more reliable company. And that's because they're not dealing with all the other crap. They're just dealing with rookie cards. They're dealing with the cards that people want. Maybe they can go to second year cards of people. I don't know. Like LeBron, you can go with like every single year and people will buy. But, I'm having fun with it, and so can you. And so, all right, guys, that's all the time I got. Please head over to svacardcollectors.com. There will be more content coming. I will try to do a live show. I don't know when. I'm going to pick a day and stick to it because it's. I don't like these Wednesdays. It's too difficult for me, so I don't like it. All right, guys, hope you guys have a great Christmas. And you guys know what to do. Buy some cards, go broke. Later.